Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name's Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have an extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all the MP3 files. You'll also find Bible videos that are 30 minutes in length on a number of subjects and topics that you can scroll down through. And there's a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. There's also some information about us out there, so please give it a look and let us know what you think. For the time being, we are not meeting at the Harrisburg Church of Christ because of the government quarantine about having assemblies of more than 10 people. We hope that soon this prohibition that's been established by our government for our safety will be lifted so we can have assemblies once again. And we will be sure to let you know when those things will be reconvened. Until that time, on Facebook, on Wednesday nights, on my account, at 7 o'clock, I will have a Bible study. And also, I will have a sermon every Sunday on YouTube by a topic, and I will make that known on my Facebook account in order that you might be able to tune it in and take a look at it. Last week, we began a study of examining our reaction to the coronavirus. This morning, I want to begin with talking about anxiety. Because I'm sure that's what a lot of you are feeling. You're feeling anxious. You're feeling overwhelmed. Some of you are panicking. And that's the wrong reaction. Anxiety can be defined by distress or uneasiness of mind caused by fear of danger or uncertainty. It's really trying to be certain in an uncertain world. Sure, we have uneasiness. We have uncertainty. We don't know how long it will last. We don't know how many people it will affect, how many deaths there will be. All those things are uncertain. We don't know. And so since we don't know, and since we can't control those things, we need not to carelessly worry and wring our hands and fret about those things that we have no control over. We need to remember in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, at times like this, we need to remember that God cares for us. And we are instructed in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 to cast our cares on Him, for He careth for you. Our certainty is that we serve an awesome God. That's for certain. No doubt about that. And we can take great trust and faith in that. We must not allow our anxiety to overrule our faith and trust in God. He's still on the throne, as we mentioned last week. He's still in control. He still is the one who rules the nations of men. The coronavirus is not in charge. Our government's not in charge. The nations in the world, they're not in charge. The one that's in charge is God. And God said there would be difficult times that we would experience while we live here on earth. We're just having one of those difficult times. I've heard a lot of discussion here recently about faith and faithfulness and about what exactly that means in time of crisis. And there's a lot of people who are concerned in the world of religion and among my brethren about the government asking us and forbidding us to worship as if they are trying to stop our faith and to stop our practices of worshiping and meeting together as the people of God. Failing to assemble, some say, with the saints shows a lack of faith in God. Others say we need to just trust God and continue on with our lives. And then another statement I've heard made by many people is the government has no right to tell us not or to assemble. Now, understand, that's true. And we ought to obey God rather than man. Acts 5, verse 29. That's true. And we are to serve God, and his priorities take priorities over men. That's true. All that's true. But you and I need to be open-minded, and we need to look at this thing, and we need to be realistic. The government and our state officials are not telling us to disband and not meet because they're persecuting our faith. That has nothing to do with it. They're not telling us to stop practicing our faith. I hope none of us have stopped practicing our faith. That's not what they're doing. What they're doing is trying to protect us from a rapid spread of a virus that could kill many people. And so what we need to do and what we need to understand is this persecution is not against our religion and our faith. This is a health crisis. This is a health issue. One having faith and being faithful does not mean that we can be foolish. I would suggest that you would undertake a study in the book of Proverbs on the subject of fools and foolishness. The Bible has a great deal to say about it. And the Bible has a great deal to say about people who are fools and act foolish. And we need to make sure that we're not in either one of those categories. Another thing that we need to remember is, let me give you a biblical example. Let's take for a minute in 1 Samuel 17, the story of David and Goliath. If you remember, the Goliath challenged the people of God every day to have someone come up and meet him in battle, face to face, one on one, and if they could defeat him, then the Philistines would become the servants of God's people. But if their champion was defeated by Goliath, then they would have to submit to the Philistines. And the people of God cringed every day that he came out there and he defied them to send out their champion, because he was a giant of great stature and a very diligent warrior. One day, a shepherd boy named David heard him, and he asked, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the living God?" And his brothers tried to tell him to be quiet and go back to his sheep. But someone told Saul. And so he went to Saul and the king, and he told Saul, "I'll go out and meet him, and I will defeat him, and God will deliver his head into my hand." And Saul said, "You're too small, you're too little, you can't do it." And then he told him the story of a time when a lamb and a bear tried to take away his sheep. And he was able to overcome the bear and the lion and did not allow it to take the sheep. It wasn't him, it was God that gave him the ability. And he gave him the glory. So Saul says, "Okay, so here's my armor." So he puts the armor on, but it's uncomfortable. It's too bulky. He's too small. It doesn't fit him. He doesn't feel comfortable in it. So he says, "I can't use that." So what did he do, ladies and gentlemen? Did he just go out there and face Goliath with nothing and just said, "I'll put my faith and trust in God. He'll deliver Goliath to me." And so he did nothing. No, what he did is what he could do. And what he did is he took a slingshot and stones in a bag, something that he was very familiar with, something that was very comfortable to him, and something that he could use in order to defeat Goliath. And you know what? He did defeat him. And then took his sword and cut off his head and defeated the Philistines. And they ran. But you see, did he just depend on God? Did he just go out there with nothing and let God deliver him into his hands? You would do well to study the Bible and understand that God is never, ever done for us what we have the ability and the capacity to do. We have the ability to deal with this crisis. We have the ability to put our faith into practice. We have the ability to follow the guidelines that have been given to us by federal and state authorities that are in power to give, grant that type of authority. We have the ability to follow those guidelines. In Proverbs 13, verse 16, the scripture says, every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. Now, you know what? Christians need to use their brain, and they need to apply the wisdom that God has given them in principles that are in the Word of God. Let me give you two things that we need to remember. In Romans 13, 1 through 7, we are told that we are to honor civil government. Why? Because God ordained civil government. He did it for the good of the righteous so he could live a peaceable life, and he did it to punish the evildoer. And so the authorities of government are placed there by God for our well-being. What do authorities do? Well, they try to give us security. They try to protect us. And that's the reason that God put them into place. We have another responsibility in Matthew 22, 38 and 39. We are to love our God with all heart, mind, and soul. And the second likened to it, that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Matthew 22, 38 through 39. Understand, the government, the federal government, the state government, is not preventing us to worship, to attack our faith, to attack our right to worship God. That is not this issue. The issue is a health issue, is to prevent the spread of a very contagious disease so it does not be passed to those of our nation and in our communities that are more vulnerable to this disease and can only overtake them and in the end take their life. We need to follow the guidelines of the CDC, and we need to be wise, and we don't need to be unwise and not practice caution. We need to practice caution. We need to practice good common sense. I miss the assemblies. I miss being with my brethren. I miss being able to worship God in the way that he's defined in the scriptures. I miss that. And I pray continually that very soon we'll be able to do that again in the capacity that we have grown accustomed to. But ladies and gentlemen, this is not an attack on our faith. This is not an attack on our right to worship. This is not an attack on the government trying to destroy our faith. And those who say it is are just not being wise. They're being unwise. And number two, we have a responsibility to others. It is the foundational thing of Christianity. Love is a foundation of Christianity. How does it demonstrate love to our fellow man if we take needless chances to put our most vulnerable people in our society and our communities at risk and just say, we're going to do it and be selfish and not demonstrate love and care for them? There's a balance here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not lose our minds and lose our ability to reason in times like this. Let us balance what we need to do to demonstrate our love for God and our love